Good morning, everyone. It's early morning hours of the 7th of December, 2017. I'm going to be reading a number of passages today. I think that these are put together succinctly. I'm reading from Philippians 2:12, 2 Corinthians 3:5. John 3:27, John 6:44, Jeremiah 32:39, Isaiah 16 through 18, Ephesians 2:10, Isaiah 26:12, and a number of other passages. Okay, it is God which worketh in you. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And I will give them one heart and one way that they may fear me forever. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Our sufficiency is of God. My grace is sufficient for thee. Well, we're also told that he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall guide the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and so gently lead those that are with young. Well, we're living in some very perilous times, and God has ordained everything that we have to face in this world. And he has our interest at heart in all things that he's ordained for us, for we are told in Romans 8 that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. It's important for us to remind ourselves that all things work together for good. Sometimes they may not seem good to us. Okay. Sometimes they may seem bad, but they're working together for good to them that are the called according to his purpose, not our purposes. Sometimes we think about our own purposes. But God works in us both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. He says, my counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure. He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. For those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, and those whom he predestinated, he also called, and those he called, he also justified, and those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth, it's Christ that died. Yea, that sitteth on the right hand of God, making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He makes intercession for the transgressors, you know. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. You will find rest for your souls. These are great promises that we can go to in the Bible to give us daily sustenance, to give us the strength to go on and take another step forward. You know, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Well, there's a hymn in the old school hymnal that says, I was an alien and death reigned within, sitting in darkness, walking in sin. Then Christ eternal, my Lord, did bestow. Jesus then washed me, whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, that beautiful snow. Wonderful story, can it be so? Tell me again as onward I go. Jesus has washed me, whiter than snow. In this old nature, there's nothing that's good. I can't be perfect, try as I would. But there's one thing I can trust in, I know. Jesus has washed me, whiter than snow. When I have come to the end of the way, and the last summons I must obey, may I then be able to sing as I go. Jesus has washed me, whiter than snow. Well, this is our hope, our comfort, our consolation, that he has washed us whiter than snow. He's cast all of our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against us. And he gives us daily sustenance for our journey. You know, there's hope for us in Christ, in his completed sacrifice. He has done all things well. On the cross, he said, it is finished. And he split the veil of the temple in twain from the top to the bottom. And now we can go boldly into the throne of grace where we can find rest for our souls. You know, he says to us, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, for he careth for you. Well, I hope these scriptures have been a blessing to you this morning as we think upon these things. May we continue to dwell upon the Word of God daily for our comfort. You know, yeah, there's a lot of scriptures that we hear often, but we can never get tired of them. When we hear, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So my prayer this morning is that God would take these wonderful passages from the Bible and apply them to our hearts, that we might go on and walk in the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know. May good Lord be with you today is my prayer in a special way.